So anyway, so you know, color coding's back now, isn't it? They put it back. Man, just the traffic, right? I mean, anybody else just? I'm sorry, I'm thinking about the traffic and it just upsets me. And because I mean, the Philippines is probably the only country. Actually, it's the only country in the world where the traffic is so bad that you can be driving in your car and do your shopping at the same time. Right? You're at the stoplight, you roll down your window. Yeah, can I buy a pack of cigarettes, some of that candy, that Nokia phone charger, that fishing rod? Because that's what I like to do in traffic. I like to go fishing. Those towel thing, planela, Santa Claus with the bubbles coming out of his mouth. That VCD of Lord of the Rings Part 3, which isn't even out, but they have it, apparently, in Matrix, Part 3. Some water and some quail eggs. Come on, let's go, it's green. I gotta go. Now. Go. And so they're trying to come up with all these different experiments, right, to, like, try to solve it. I have a solution, actually. If you guys want to hear it, I'll tell you. Well, first of all, we gotta do something about the jeepney drivers, right, because they're a big problem, the jeepney drivers. So here's my proposal. Jeepney drivers should only be able to make one stop, one designated stop. Their house. That's it. Just stay there. And you know, I hate being behind a jeepney because, well, first of all, the smog, you know, from the muffler, and then they make frequent stops. And I hate making eye contact with the passengers in the back. Don't you hate that? You're stuck there, you're like, oh no, they're looking at me. And then you gotta pretend to be, I'm fixing my radio now. I'm looking for a oh, they're still looking at me. Where's my shades, damn it? Where's my shades? Now they're pointing and they're laughing. Oh, I have a booger in my nose. Oh no. Oh, yeah. See, that's. And you know what the biggest cause is? There's only one, like, the biggest cause of traffic is the politicians. I'm sorry, but it's the politicians. Because when they go out, they go out in their car, and then they have the backup car, and then they have the backup to the backup car, and then there's 20 other cars pretending to be backup cars, just following them around. They're not even part of it, they're just... Okay. The trucks and the buses, we gotta do something about that too. We have to let them, like, just like, certain times of the day. They should only be allowed at certain times of the day. 3 a.m. and 3:05 a.m., that's it. Do all their commuting within those. And the taxis should have their own lane, the sidewalk. And we should be able to run pedestrians over, shouldn't we? Right? I mean, I'm a big hunk of metal going at 100 miles per hour. You're a piece of flesh. If we collide, I wonder who's gonna die. It's a simple question. Exactly. And tricycle drivers should all be killed. I'm sorry, but we have to make sacrifices. It's better it's them than us. And you know what I hate is when you get pulled over by the cops and they're always asking for that same thing. They're always asking for money for some coffee, right? They're always like, pwede bang konting pangkape? Wala ka bang pangkape? Wala nang pangkape? Wala ka bang pangkape? So you know what I started doing? I started bringing instant coffee in my car. Pull me over, here you go, taster's choice and some hot water. Just keep going there. Anyway, on a serious note, just on my way here, I was in my car and I was at this stoplight. And, you know, I have a nice car and I had my air conditioner on and I was really comfortable listening to classical music, and this poor man, and just in rags, pulls up with his carreton, you know, the car, you know, the one. He pulls up next to me. And I look at him and this guilt, this feeling of guilt just consumes me. And I look at the bottles, the bote, the jarrio, the newspapers, and the plastic, and then I look at him, and he looks at me, and I start thinking, why? You know why? I should really recycle, just like him. He had bottles and cans, and me, I just throw it away.